couldn't get away from those hymns, you know. The hymns are anointed, and you know, praise and worship songs are anointed too, but there is a different kind of anointing on the hymns, and I just wanted to do something, you know, with the hymns, you know, the Closer and you know, Draw Me Nearer, those songs that will always be touching and comforting to the saints.
You have Darwin Hobbs. You recently signed him to your label, and he has a song, Bow My Spirit. Tell us a little bit about Darwin and what you're expecting about that song.
Darwin Hobbs is a phenomenal worshiper and singer. And when the night of the concert, when we did Bow My Spirit, it was powerful. You know, people were on their knees, literally bowed before the Lord. And as you can see on the project, there's also a reprise to it. Because the Spirit of the Lord really came in during that song, and blessed in a big way, and it came across on the recording also.
It definitely did, because I believe that song is about 6 minutes long, and you still have a reprise.
Right, it's one of those ones that's hard to stop, you know.
Hey, definitely. You mentioned earlier that you feel like this is probably your best work. Why would you say that? You've done some great work, but why would you say you think this one is possibly maybe the best?
It's just, I don't know, every song is anointed, and you know, most of the songs also are what you call vertical. You know, they're not, you know, some songs we sing about God, and we sing praise songs, we tell, you know, songs where we are actually singing to one another, you know, what do you know about Jesus? He's all right, you know, can't nobody do me like Jesus. No, we sing that to each other as testimony songs about how good God is. But most of these songs are sung to him. Lord, I bow my spirit before you, you know, and you are my source. You are a mighty God. You know, and these songs are sung directly to him. And I think that's one thing that kind of makes it special.
Our guest is Dr. Bishop Leonard Scott. Where is the industry heading?
Ah, man, that is a good question. You know, when we started Ty Scott, it was vinyl, you know?
Hey.
Big vinyl records, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, it went to the tapes. Everybody thought, okay, this is it. You know, it's going to be tapes now. And, then, of course, that went away, and then we went to CDs. And now they're telling us in a couple of years, CDs will be by the wayside. They'll all be digital.
Wow.
Download. And, you know, and it seems like, you know, years ago it was singles. When recording industries first started, of course, it was the 78. You remember those 78?
Right.
It went real fast.
Yeah.
And it was just one song on there, you know.
Hey, yeah.
And so you dealt with singles, and then you had the 45s also, which dealt with singles. You had an A side and then a B side.
Yeah.
You know? And then, of course, we went to the albums, to the where you had a number of songs on it. And it seems like it's going back to singles.
Okay.
People are no longer, you know, they're not buying the whole album. They just download the song they want.
Wow. Now, has downloading hurt the industry or help the industry?
At this point, the industry, as far as sales are going, are each year seems like we're losing 15 to 20% of the sales. Downloads are going up, but they're not going up at the same extent that the CD sales are going down. And so, I'm not sure exactly where it's going, but hopefully something's going to happen, you know, to where it can turn around again, and the sales will be, because it hurts the songwriters and of course the artists, and when a lot of people, You have a lot of honest people, but some people are downloading for free. They're not paying their 99 cents for a song. They just going and getting it, and that hurts.
Wow. Before we wrap things up, I want to talk about two people. One, John P. Key, okay, and the other, Dietrich Haddon.
All right.
Tell us about those two gentlemen.
Well, of course, John P. Key was our first really big break in the industry, or in the recording, as a recording company. He's the first gold, first number one artist, first artist that went gold. During the time, though, that he was signed to us, and he had the number one record in the nation. That was the "We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight." And at that very time, when he was number one, our distributor went bankrupt on us, and they owed us about, I think, $300,000, and it was the money that we needed to pay our manufacturers, to pay our songwriters and publishers and artists. And at that point, you know, it looked like we were going to be taken out. But and John, he really could have gone to any other label, because he was the number one artist in the nation at the time. He could have went to any other label, and we basically went to our artist and told him, you know, we cannot fulfill our obligations, our contractual obligations, and, you know, we can't hold you because we can't, you know, pay you. And every one of the artists that was signed with us stayed with us.
Wow.
John included. And that was really humbling, because so often artists would talk about their record company bad, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. they'll say, "My record company ain't doing nothing for me."
Mm-hmm.
But every one of them stayed with us, and it was because of especially John staying with us that we could. In fact, when we were in that situation, he signed another long-term contract with us, and we were able to take that to Verity and do a joint venture with them, with John.
Wow.
And that's really what even kept us in business. As far as Dietrich Haddon, now Dietrich, you know, I've known Dietrich probably for almost all his life.
Yes.
His dad and I are good friends, Bishop Clarence Haddon.
Okay.
We were actually in the same organization, coming up as young people, and I was at a convention one time, and we were just at lunch, and we hadn't gone out to have lunch together. We just ended up at the same place, and we sat down, and we were talking, and he said, "You know, my kids have this record," and he said, "They're really pretty good. You ought to check it out," you know, and he just gave me a demo tape you know, his children, and you know, and I brought it back to the record company, and we listened to it, and he said, "That's pretty good," you know, and that was the "Come Into This House" CD.
Okay.
And so then, you know, and so we decided to sign them.
Wow.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
It definitely is. Bishop Scott, it has been a pleasure, and we appreciate your time, and we appreciate your company, Ty Scott. And it is just a blessing to be the owner of the oldest owned African-American company, and to continue to put out the quality music that you put out, the anointed sounds that you put out. And I know a lot of folks are being blessed. And we just would like to thank you for spending time with us.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share with your listening audience, and thank you for supporting Ty Scott and all of our artists.
No problem. Our guest, Bishop Leonard Scott, the new project, Be Lifted Up, the single, Mighty God. We're Star 94.1.